The Modern Hen. 1. Celia opens the box. Even as a child, I hungered for them. Fox in the hen house, my mother said, and a whole lot worse. When I opened the box to 500 straw-padded eggs instead of the 50 I'd ordered, I wasn't thinking waste not, want not, or of a chicken in every pot. I was thinking how I'd grown, thinking of life. And how can anyone argue with that? The yolk's yellow chalk afloat in its wet ether. A world unto itself, the only thing on which my mother and I ever agreed. I don't blame her. I was the one who palmed the family's last egg and peeled its shell free, a flurry of white to be buried in the dirt out back like bones. I couldn't confess, even when she'd looped and hung the dish towel like a noose, the stool wobbling beneath my feet. When I saw those 500 neat packed eggs on my doorstep, it was her sour milk cloth I felt beneath my chin, the same bald want. I saw no harm in it, in desiring that ochre sun's crumble upon the tongue. 2. Chicken of Tomorrow. I thought I knew about cages, about the boxes we are born to, a row of eggs nestled in its crate. I thought I knew about the cruelty of men. I knew a lot of things, the clipped mouth, the feet bound, the dark night of the soul. A life doled out, grain by grain. Woman's flesh-bound bones mere meat to be consumed, silicone breasts plumped until the frame folds beneath her peony-heavy blooms. I thought I knew what suffering was, a sun-cured body, powdered feather bronze. I never thought men could mean me, never imagined lives of literal night. I thought I knew cages, knew boxes. Thought man could invent nothing worse than what I knew.